The EPA has failed to adequately oversee state-run programs that aim to protect kids from lead paint. That's according to a new EPA Office of Inspector General report. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the environmental regulators are accused of not ensuring programs meet federal requirements.
The EPA oversees state-run programs that aim to reduce lead exposure in buildings that were constructed before the 1978 ban on lead paint. The report says the EPA is not doing enough to ensure the programs are being implemented and enforced properly, and that the agency has failed to develop policies around compliance issues. Assistant Inspector General Paul Bergstrand laid out the report during an EPA podcast.
Those periodic evaluations are crucial. Without them, the EPA doesn't have the information it needs to verify that state lead-based paint programs remain protective of human health and the environment, or to verify that programs continue to provide adequate enforcement after they are initially authorized.
Exposure to lead paint can cause serious health problems, including organ damage and cognitive impairment among children. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
A handful of local YMCAs in Philadelphia suburbs are turning to esports labs to serve young gamers in a safe environment. The lab in the Oscar Lasco YMCA and Child Care Center in Westchester has seemingly won over 10-year-old John Zabel.
I just like playing in a room with where I know that it's a safe area where I can play with friends and stuff like that.
The Y Branch location partnered with Doylestown-based Metro Esports to launch an esports lab in September 2024 for young people to game communally and safely.